So, as I said, the next speaker probably needs no introduction to all of you, but nonetheless, I will introduce him. We have John Hoffman, who is the founder and CEO of the Public Good Projects, which he established in 2013. And I think you've already heard a little bit about the work that they have been doing in collaboration with the Institute of Medicine to do the very important job of getting those recommendations that come out from the Institute of Medicine and other scientific experts to the public. No easy task. John Hoffman was part of the HBO documentary films for 17 years, where he had a role of executive vice president, and recently produced and directed multiple Emmy-nominated The Weight of the Nation. You know that The Weight of the Nation was a collaboration with the Institute of Medicine, as well as the CDC, the NIH, the Michael and Susan Dell Foundation, and Kaiser Permanente. But Hoffman also has been a television producer. He spearheaded some of HBO's most noteworthy and critically acclaimed documentaries, including the Alzheimer's Project and Addiction. Prior, he worked on the Nickelodeon series Allegra's Window and was a producer at the Children's Television Workshop, meaning many of us have probably watched his material sitting there with our children. And he was administrative director of the Center for Special Studies at the New York Hospital Cornell Medical Center. He co-founded the nonprofit production company AIDS Films, directed to HIV education, and was the executive director of AIDS Films from 1987 through 90, where he not only raised funds, but also produced six multi-award-winning documentaries, including the PBS special, AIDS, Changing the Rules. And so welcome, John Hoffman. Hoping I can make this actually come up.
Thank you. All right, thank you, Lynn, very much, and thank you, Dr. Zell. So before I get to talking more about A Healthy America, I just want to thank Lynn and Shariki and all of our colleagues for inviting us, your colleagues for inviting us here today. And I want to acknowledge, Shariki, your presidency once more, and how proud I am to have worked with you and know you, you know, over the past few years. And it's really exciting to see you in this new role. So congratulations. The video, which I will try to launch now, and I hope that there's going to be audio for it. I'd like to use it to really speak for who I am. The Weight of the Nation premiered on HBO in 2012, and I hope if you didn't see it, you at least were aware of its existence. This was an unprecedented partnership between HBO, the Institute of Medicine, CDC, NIH, Kaiser Permanente, and Michael and Susan Dell Foundation. And I had the great privilege of leading that effort. It was 3 years of my life. It resulted in a four-part series on HBO, a robust website, extensive amount of media relations around the country, and a three-part series, The Weight of the Nation for Children. What I came to realize after The Weight of the Nation's debut in May of 2012 was that despite its complexity, we, the media, were attacking the obesity epidemic the same way we had attacked other crises. We helicopter in, we make a lot of noise and throw up a lot of dust, so that people come running and pay attention. But eventually resources run out or they go elsewhere. And we take off. Life as it was resumes, and as the Weight of the Nation helicopter was lifting off, after maybe 6 to 8 weeks after its debut, the attention started dying down. And I could see that the dust that I had helped throw up was too quickly settling down. And despite having achieved such an unprecedented level of volume with HBO and all our partners, the conversations about obesity were ending. I could see that if I truly wanted to make media which could bend the curve on chronic disease in this country, my way of working would have to change. What I had come to learn from my public health teachers, Harvey Feinberg, Tom Farley, Tom Frieden, Shariki Kumanyika, and others, is that there has never been a more urgent need for a revolution in health communication. And as Victor has just shown us, the United States today faces a serious public health crisis. Life expectancy and other health measures are lagging relative to other nations. rates of preventable illnesses and the cost of treating them are soaring, and unacceptable rates of obesity, heart disease, and diabetes.